Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. The program today pretty much is about Percy Heath, who many of you would know as the primary bass player for the Modern Jazz Quartet, who died a week ago Thursday at the age of 81. What I have planned to do is to play organizations in which Percy played, alternating with other kinds of established bands in this art. Because the Modern Jazz Quartet is probably the most well-known of the bands that he played with, I'm going to start with that early on, 1953, for Prestige Records. John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson vibes, Percy on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. Connie Kay had not joined yet. Clark would go to Europe and be very successful over there, particularly with the Francie Boland Kenny Clark band. The Modern Jazz Quartet will do a composition put together by John Lewis as sort of an introduction to the Modern Jazz Quartet. It's a four-part piece he calls La Ronde, the Round, with four parts being piano, then bass, then vibes, then drums. Then one bass hit, a composition by bass player Oscar Pettiford and Dizzy Gillespie, and a beauty by John Lewis called Milano. In memory of Percy Heath, to start things, the Modern Jazz Quartet. 1953.
Thank you.
Well, that's the first of what will be several chapters devoted to the memory of Percy Heath today on the program. That was the Modern Jazz Quartet, 1953. Prestige long playing record. Started with a composition that, or a piece rather, that John Lewis put together called Around the Round, featuring in order piano, bass, vibes, and drums. Then featuring Percy Heath, Oscar Pettiford and Dizzy Gillespie's one bass hit, and then the beautiful ballad by John Lewis called Milano. John Lewis, Milt Jackson, Percy Heath, and Kenny Clark on the drums, Modern Jazz Quartet early. Laurent was used as sort of an introduction to the members of the quartet. This is The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and
Luis Bravo's Forever Tango, 8 performances only, May 17th through 22nd at Seattle's Fifth Avenue Theater. Forever Tango's all-Argentine cast traces the tango's colorful history through music, dance, song, and dramatic vignettes. Tickets at Ticketmaster, 206-292-ARTS, or from the Fifth Avenue box office.
Nada Abbey Lincoln, 1957, for Riverside Records. We'll hear three pieces. I Must Have That Man, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. That's Him, written by Kurt Vile and Ogden Nash. And When a Woman Loves a Man, written by Porty Granger. Kenny Dorham plays the trumpet, Sonny Rollins the tenor saxophone, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Max Roach on the drums.
I'm so unhappy, left all alone. Ain't got nobody to love now. The man I long for is not so strong for me. He's not an angel, but I don't care. Perhaps a change will come someday. Whatever he is, I wanna be his way. Don't want a mother, I don't need a friend. My heart is aching, it won't ever mend. I ain't much caring just where I will end, but I must have that man. Like an oven that's crying for heat, he treats me awful each time we meet. It's just unlawful how he can cheat, but I must have that man. He's hot as Hades, a lady's not safe in his arms when she's kissed. I'm afraid he's cooled off and maybe I'm rude off his list. I need that person much worse than just bad. I'm half alive and he's driving me mad. He's only human, he can be had, and I must have that man. ¶¶ I'd pick him out. In the darkest caves and hallways, I would know him always, beyond a doubt. Identification comes easily to me, because that's he. You know the way you feel when there is autumn in the air. That's him. That's him. The way you feel when Antoine has just finished with your hair. That's him. That's him. You know the way you feel when you smell bread baking. The way you feel when suddenly a tooth stops aching. Wonderful world, wonderful you. That's him. He is as simple as a swim in summer. Not arty, not actory. He's like a plumber when you praise him when he
Abby Lincoln singing for you. Riverside Records, 1957. I Must Have That Man, That's Him, and When a Woman Loves a Man. Kenny Dorham, trumpet. Sonny Rollins, tenor saxophone. Wynton Kelly, piano. Paul Chambers, bass. And Max Roach on the drums. At the time, Max Roach was Mr. Abby Lincoln. Matter of fact, this is The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and
Queen Anne Books on Queen Anne Hill and Books by the Way on Vashon Island, both independent bookstores offering carefully selected books chosen for their customers. KPLU.org carries a listing of participating local bookstores along with their best picks for this month. When you find yourself in your neighborhood bookstore, you'll find yourself a good book.
Now to the second installment today in memory of Percy Heath, who died a week ago Thursday at the age of 81. In 1961, also for Riverside Records, he was in Cannonball Adderley's band. Adderley on alto. Bill Evans is here on piano. Percy, of course, on bass. And from the Modern Jazz Quartet, Connie Kay on drums. And this is an early one by George Gershwin, Who Cares? Thank you. Bassist Percy Heath playing with Cannonball Adderley Quartet, 1961 for Riverside. Bill Evans piano and Connie Kay on drums, with Adderley, of course, on alto. And an early Gershwin hit called Who Cares? And that's Percy Heath in memory of him, Chapter 2. He died at the age of 81. And you probably remember him, as most people will, with the Modern Jazz Quartet. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
The Boeing Company, proud to support the School of Jazz Project with KPLU. The School of Jazz has enabled hundreds of middle and high school students to interact with local professional musicians and collaborate on a CD, now available at local record stores. All proceeds will benefit area school jazz music programs to help ensure the next generation of jazz greats in the Northwest.
I'm Getting Sentimental Over You was written by George Baseman, and he played it for his friend Ned Washington, and Washington came up with the lyric. We'll hear Mel Torme singing those lyrics with Marty Paich and his orchestra and his arrangement of it for Mr. Torme. And then go to 1935 and Nonny Bernardi's arrangement for Tommy Dorsey's orchestra.
I was just another who laughed at romance. I said it was not for me. Then you made your entrance right at a glance. I knew this was meant to be. Never thought I'd fall, but now I hear love's call. I'm getting sentimental over you, just you. Things you say and do just thrill me through and through. I'm getting sentimental over you. I thought I was happy, I could live without love. Now I must admit love is all that I'm thinking of. Won't you please be kind? Just make up your mind to please be sweet and gentle. Be gentle with me, 'cause I'm getting sentimental over you. I thought I was happy, I could live without love. Now I must admit love is all that I'm thinking of. Won't you please be kind? Just make up your mind to please be sweet and gentle. Be gentle with me, 'cause I'm getting sentimental over you, just you.
Something Sentimental Over You, written by George Baseman, lyric by Ned Washington, and performed by Mel Torme, 1957, an arrangement by Marty Paich. And then back to 1935, the October 1935 Victor record of Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, and a just gorgeous arrangement of Nani Bernardi, who was playing lead alto saxophone in the band at that time. And the purity of that, the unison section of the saxophones, is just breathtaking. I'm going to stay with Dorsey and move up to 1944 with Cy Oliver's arrangement of On the Sunny Side of the Street by Jimmy McHugh. The vocal group in this is the Sentimentalists. And I think this shows what has been talked about a lot. You don't have to play fast to swing. In fact, it's hard to swing for some musicians in a slower tempo. But listen to this. Tommy Dorsey, 1944, On the Sunny Side of the Street, a Cy Oliver arrangement of Jimmy McHugh's composition, the Sentimentalists singing, and all of that. I think the drummer in there, although I didn't look it up, but I think at that time Buddy Rich was doing that. And a wonderful lilt swinging to that. Tommy Dorsey, 1944. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Well, let's see. In 1954, Percy Heath was making a record with Art Farmer, among others. For Prestige Records, they did a composition by G.G. Grice called A Night at Tony's. Art Farmer on trumpet, G.G. Grice on alto, Horace Silver piano, Percy Heath on the bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. The Art Farmer, the Art Farmer Quintet for Prestige Long Playing Records in 1954, A Night at Tony's, written by the alto saxophonist there, G.G. Grice. Art Farmer, Grice, Horace Silver, Percy, and Kenny Clarke for Prestige Records. 2 years later, John Lewis from the Modern Jazz Quartet formed his own quintet with Bill Perkins on tenor saxophone, himself on piano, Jim Hall guitar, Percy on bass, and Chico Hamilton on the drums. And they're going to do a beauty by John Lewis called 2 Degrees East, 3 Degrees West. In the opening four choruses of this, in the third and fourth, Percy's solo is underneath everybody else. You can get a chance to hear him there. John Lewis Quintet with Percy Heath, 1956. Thank you. Marcy Heath there with the John Lewis Quintet of 1956 for Pacific Jazz Records. And Lewis's composition, 2 degrees east, 3 degrees west. Bill Perkins on tenor, Lewis at the piano, Jim Hall on guitar, Percy on bass, and Chico Hamilton on the drums. And if you just join me, we're doing a celebration and in memoriam for Percy Heath, who died a week ago Thursday at the age of 81. Right there. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and
the West Seattle Junction Association, representing over 200 merchants, including Northwest Art and Frame. Northwest Art and Frame offers a broad range of art prints, framing, cards, and gifts, all wrapped up with a commitment to customer service. Northwest Art and Frame, thanking their customers for 25 great years. The Junction, where California meets Alaska.
Let's chase a composition, which means simply that different people do this. A Handful of Stars was written by Jack Lawrence and Ted Shapiro, and we will hear two versions, 1962, Dinah Washington, 1955, Stan Getz.
Well, I recall a story, a night of love and glory, a night that let my heart romantic stars to heaven, that I reached clear to heaven and gathered you a handful of stars. Sweet remembered hours when love began to flower, with moonlight through the trees like silver bars. And as the moon grew older, I reached across your shoulder and gathered you a hand full of stars. I placed my fingertips upon your lips, moon glow made a halo of your hair. Suddenly you looked at me, and dreams began to rise. Oh, what things unspoken trembled in the air. Our hearts were madly beating, and then our lips were meeting, and Venus seemed to melt right into Mars. Oh, while we stood caressing, blue heaven sent a blessing, a shower of a hand full of stars. Well, I placed my fingertips upon your lips, and moon glow made a halo of your hair. Suddenly you looked at me, and dreams began to rise. Oh, what things unspoken trembled in the air. Our hearts were madly beating, then our lips were meeting, and Venus seemed to melt right into Mars. Then while we stood caressing, blue heaven sent a blessing, a shower of a hand full of stars.
Take one. And set the tempo at the end of the intro, or
I want to play the intro alone.
Intro
yeah.
alone, that's what I mean.
135, take 3.
Handful of Stars, written by Jack Lawrence, Ted Shapiro. Dinah Washington sang it for you from 1962, Roulette Records, an arrangement by Fred Norman. And then Stan Getz in Hollywood, 1955, for Verve Records, and his version of A Handful of Stars, with Lou Levy on the piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Shelly Mann on the drums, with Stan, of course, on tenor saxophone. By the way, those of you that like Dinah Washington, one of the new boxes for Mosaic, number 227, is out now, which is the complete Roulette recordings of Dinah Washington. And that one came from there. Dinah Washington, box 227, 227 for Mosaic. I know a lot of you buy their material and should. Most of you should if you like jazz. Beautifully packaged stuff. I mean, you get online, you can find Mosaic Music, and you'll be there. Michael Cuscuna and Charlie Laurie started that about the time I started here in 82. They started Mosaic Records, and Laurie's passed away since, bless him. And they continue, and beautiful job they do. All right, where are we? What's the time? Well, 4:19 and 24 seconds. Now Percy goes with his brother Jimmy Heath's big band. And Jimmy, who plays tenor and composes and arranges, did a piece in honor of his brother called Big P. The pianist is Tommy Flanagan. Then Jimmy wrote one in honor of his wife called Mona's Mood. The pianist will be Cedar Walton. And in both cases, their other brother, Albert Tootie Heath, will be playing the drums in honor of Percy Heath, who died on the 28th of last month. Here's Jimmy Heath's big band, Big P and Mona's Mood. the Jimmy Heath Orchestra, 1960, for Riverside Records. Two compositions by Jimmy Heath, Big P for his brother, playing bass there, Percy Heath. And one for his wife, Mona's Mood. The two pianists on Big P, Tommy Flanagan on Mona's Mood, Cedar Walton. Albert Tootie Heath playing drums on both. This being part of an in memoriam to Percy Heath, who died on the 28th of last month at the age of 81. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and
Franciscan Hospice House. A new home-like setting for inpatient hospice care to support terminally ill persons and their loved ones. Located in University Place, Hospice House expands the compassionate care that Franciscan Hospice has provided for 15 years. There's more information at hospice.fhshealth.org.
Thank you.
Trombonist Irby Green and his band, 1954, for Vanguard Records, and a composition by Med Flory called Med's Tune. Green on trombone, Ruby Braff cornet, Flory on alto, Frank Wess on tenor saxophone, Sir Charles Thompson at the piano, Freddie Green on rhythm guitar, Aaron Bell on bass, and Bobby Donaldson playing the drums. Irby Green, 1954. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and
Renton, congratulating the Boeing Company for choosing Renton as the headquarters for the Navy's multi-mission maritime aircraft and creating hundreds of high-tech jobs. On the web at RentonMarket.com. Renton, ahead of the curve.
And now to vocalist Lee Wiley. Both of these are from 1940.
Have you heard what I've done? Found the word, just the one. That makes a better name for one I used to call my baby doll. It ain't new, it ain't old. If you do what you're told, you'll find the answer if you take a look in Mr. Webster's dictionary book. The word sugar, I never may be my sugar, because my sugar is so confectionary funny. He never pleads for my money. All he can give me is honey. He's the best in his line. I'd make a million trips to his lips if I were a bee, 'cause they are sweeter than any honey. They're granulated sugar. I get my taffy from sugar. That's why I'm daffy about sugar. That sugar baby of mine. Thank you.
1940, in two different settings, one a trio and one with an orchestra. The trio, Muggsy Spanier Cornet and Just Stacy, her husband, on piano, and Sugar, written by Maceo Pinkard. That available from Commodore 78 Records. And then with Paul Weston's orchestra, also 1940, in the Liberty Music Shop 78, Cole Porter's You Do Something to Me. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. In memory of Percy Heath today, who died on the 28th of April at the age of 81. We put him now in 1951 in Sonny Rollins' band for Prestige Long Playing Records. The first is called Nukes Fade Away. It's because of what they do at the end of the record. Your engineer just turns down the knob. But the Nuke part is interesting because Rollins, according to many people, looks like the great baseball pitcher Don Newcomb. So he had a nickname, Nuke. And then Vincent Newman's Time on My Hands. Sonny plays tenor, Kenny Drew piano, Percy on bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. Thank you. Chrissy Heath with Sonny Rollins Quartet in 1951, December of 1951, for Prestige Records. Nukes Fade Away and Time on My Hands. Sonny on tenor, Kenny Drew piano, Percy Heath bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. Benny Goodman now, 1935, a vocal by Buddy Clark on I'm Living in a Great Big Way, written by McHugh and Fields. And Hooray for Love, also by McHugh and Fields, sung by Helen Ward.
In my finger, got a rhythm in my wall, and as the elephants say, I'm living in a great big way. Got a handful of nothing, and I watch it like a hawk. Well, I'm doing okay, I'm living in a great big way. I'm the salt in the ocean, I'm the sun in the sky, I'm a Franklin D. Roosevelt, I'm $1 million, long as I got a snap in my finger, got a rhythm in my wall, got the devil to pay, living in a great big way.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra for Victor Records, 1935. I'm living in a great big way. Buddy Clark sang that. And Hooray for Love, Helen Ward did that one for you. Benny Goodman, right here on 88.5 KPLU. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle. And 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. It's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Up next, if I poke the right button here for that, up next is a rehearsal tape I have of Duke Ellington's orchestra in 1968. The composition's a rare one by Ellington called Race, R-A-C-E. And it shows up in a couple of places, the Degas Suite, and also part of the score for a movie called Racing World. You'll hear Ellington talking in a little bit. And it features Paul Gonzalez on tenor and Johnny Hodges on alto. Here's Duke Ellington in rehearsal, 1968, and Race.
Who was that? Listen. Okay, go on. Go on. Quiet. One. Down, 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 down. One.
Duke Ellington in rehearsal, 1968, and the composition called Race, featuring Paul Gonzalez on tenor and Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone. In 1983, Dick Hyman did honor to composer pianist Ubi Blake by recording a record of his works. Probably one of the biggest hits for Ubi Blake and Noble Sissel, his partner, was I'm Just Wild About Harry. Here's the great pianist in 1983, Dick Hyman, playing for you, I'm Just Wild About Harry.
Thank you.
I guess that's marvelous. I'm trying to think of words for it, but it is something. Dick Hyman playing I'm Just Wild About Harry, written by U.B. Blake. Hyman recorded that 1983. Some performance. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and
Definitive Audio. Locally owned for 30 years, Definitive Audio specializes in the design, sales, and installation of high-performance custom home entertainment and control systems. Definitive Audio showrooms are located on Roosevelt Way in Seattle, on Northeast 20th in Bellevue, and on the web at definitive.com.
Now something else for Percy Heath. If you just joined the program today, honoring Percy Heath in some fashion, I hope. He passed away on the 28th of April at the age of 81. In 1960, he was in Wes Montgomery's quartet for Riverside Records. Montgomery on guitar, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Percy on bass, and his brother Albert Heath on drums. We'll hear two, Brubeck's In Your Own Sweet Way and Sonny Rollins' Wonderful Arigen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Percy Heath on bass there is a member of the West Montgomery Quartet for Riverside Records in 1960. They did In Your Own Sweet Way by Dave Brubeck and Arigen, Nigeria spelled backwards, by Sonny Rollins, excuse me, Wes on guitar, Tommy Flanagan, piano, Percy Baith, bass, and Albert Heath, his brother, playing the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. It's a pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Here's Louis Armstrong.
Wish it were true. You know one thing, I hate to deceive. Boy, what can I do? Lying to myself, crying to myself, trying to make believe my baby's on the shelf. But it's more than I can do. I'm phony stuff and trying to bluff it through. Yes, I miss my loving and kissing. When I hear the radio playing I love you so, something tells me, boy, I feel like 10 below. Cause I'm lying to myself, trying to chase the blues away. Just because of foolish pride, I try to hide all feelings for Cupid's art. And though I'll shout out loud that choose a crowd, that doesn't fool my heart. Mama, when I think of my sweet bed and the places we've met, I just say I'm not a doggone bit upset. Cause I'm lying to myself, trying to raise the blues. Spoke the button of those feathers, but it. Oh, evening, and I'll soon be there. loving my sweet chickadee with all my heart. Evening tide brings down the night, but hang the moon up high and bright, 'cause evening tide I've fallen in love. Bumble to those bedded by the rib.
Louis Armstrong and a couple of very rare Hoagie Carmichael compositions, Lying to Myself and Eventide. Armstrong in 1936 playing his trumpet and singing for you for Decca Records. Louis Armstrong. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
Primera Blue Cross, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Primera offers your business a wide spectrum of coverage options, including medical, dental, long-term care, and more. All from a company that's been serving Washington since 1945.
Thank you. only thing I've plenty of. Baby, you can dream a while, you can scheme a while, and you sure define happiness. And I guess all those things you love to best. Oh, gee, I'd love to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond ring, bracelet of new cell. You my baby. Until that lucky day, you know darn well I love you, baby, but I can't give you anything but love.
your hand, my dear. Trust in me in all you do. Have the faith I have in you. Love will see us through. If only you trust in me. Come to me when things go wrong. Cling to me and I'll be strong. We can get along as long as you trust in me. While there's a moon on high, while there's a bird to fly, while there's you and I, you can be sure.
Nice long set there for you. Mundell Lowe, solo guitarist, 1956 for Riverside, and a beautiful composition by David Rose called Our Waltz. Joe Sullivan's 1940 band, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, with Joe Turner giving us a wonderful rendition of that. 1944 from a Hep LP, Count Basie, Avenue C, written and arranged by Buck Clayton. And a storm that was, Count Basie, 1944. And then Mildred Bailey from 1937 for Vocalion 78's Trust in Me, written by Arthur Swartz and Milt Ager. And a nice tenor saxophone in there by Herbie Hamer. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and
Gene Juarez Salons and Spas. The Gene Juarez gift card is available for services and products from pedicures and manicures to massage and skin care. Gift cards are available at 8 locations throughout the Puget Sound or at 206-861-0909. The Mother's Day printable gift card is available on the web at GeneJuarez.com.
Well, what's going to happen now is I'm going to end the program with some more in memory of Percy Heath, who died on the 28th of April at the age of 81. We'll hear him with Charlie Parker in 1953 for a couple, and then two from the Modern Jazz Quartet, 1955. Percy Heath with Charlie Parker, 1953 for Verve Records. Chee Chee of Parker Blues, and Victor Schertzinger's I Remember You. Charlie Parker alto, Al Haig on piano, Percy bass, and Max Roach on drums. Now the Modern Jazz Quartet for Prestige, 1955. Ralph's New Blues by Milt Jackson. I'll Remember April by Gene DePaul. The Modern Jazz Quartet, John Lewis, Milt Jackson, Percy Heath, and Connie Kay. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thanks to Ken Wiley and another great edition of The Art of Jazz here on 88.5 KPLU. All blues, 2 minutes away. Here's Stardate.
Stardate, May 8th. The brightest star in the night sky is about to disappear in the evening twilight, and get ready for the dog days of summer. The star is Sirius. Because it's the brightest star in Canis Major, the big dog, it's known as the dog star. It's most prominent during the cold nights of winter. But right now it's quite low in the southwest as the color of twilight fades from the sky. When it's this low in the sky, we're looking at it through a thick layer of air. The star's light is bent as it passes through layers of air of different temperature and density, so the star twinkles fiercely. Different colors are bent at different angles, so the star flickers from red to green to its true color, pure white. Over the next week or two, Sirius will disappear from view completely. It'll line up closest to the sun in July. In times past, people thought that the bright star added its heat to that of the sun to warm things up here in the northern hemisphere. So they called this time of year the Dog Days, in honor of the dog star. In reality, Sirius is much too far away for us to feel any of its heat, but we still refer to the hot middle of summer as the dog days. Sirius will remain hidden until late August, when it will pop into view in the east just before sunrise. For now, look for the dog star blazing brightly, low in the southwest, beginning in early twilight. It sets a couple of hours after sunset. MacDonald Observatory at Fort Davis, Texas, hosts more than 100,000 visitors a year. Information is on the web at MacDonaldObservatory.org. I'm Sandy Wood.
Showers likely this evening. Lows around 50 degrees with light south wind. Showers again tomorrow and highs in the 60s. Then Tuesday, partly sunny weather. And we'll experience partly sunny to partly cloudy weather for the rest of this week. Well, good evening. Thanks for tuning in. I'm John Kessler, and it's time for All Blues. And I've been spending the last few hours getting some piles of CDs together and planning to have lots of fun.